Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hook, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola,
Patrolos. Hola. All right, Sammy, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, you have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
What's your dealer's choice?
Ooh. All right, Mike's picking this one, and I think we learned a little something about his sexy time preferences. All right, in this case, the object was not necessarily in their body, but certainly on their body. A man was charged with smuggling after Customs and Border Protection officers at the U.S.-Mexico border noticed a suspicious bulge in his pants, only to learn that he had something hidden in his underwear. Jesse Martinez, a 35-year-old U.S. citizen living in Tijuana, Mexico, he was indicted on Friday after authorities said he tried to smuggle contraband into the United States late last month. When questioned by customs officers, Martinez claimed several times that the bulge in his pants was his pirin, which is the Spanish word for penis. So they kept asking him over and over, and he's like, hey, man, it is my D, seriously. However, when authorities took a closer look, they discovered the contraband hidden inside of his underwear. It was not his penis. Now, if convicted, he would face a fine up to $250,000 and a maximum of a 20-year prison sentence. The question is, what did my man have hidden in his pants besides his pirin? Was it cocaine? Was it methamphetamine? Was it baloney? Or was it parrots? So cocaine, meth, baloney, or parrots, what did my man have stuffed down the front of his pants?
Wow, that's quite the choice of selection.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I base this on, when I go to Mexico, I put all four of those things in my pants.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a party, I guess.
It just feels good.
Yeah, until you got to fight a parrot high on meth, high on baloney.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to say baloney because I want to see that log in his pants. You know what I'm saying?
The problem is the baloney is going to be too big, and I don't think baloney gets you 20 years.
Oh.
I'm going with baloney.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now we know what Miles likes in his pants.
That's right.
What about you, Ted?
What's his baloney pony?
I mean, for the dumbness of it, I'm going parrot.
Yeah.
I mean, seems like you would know there's a live animal in there, but maybe not.
A parrot in your pants? Jesus. I mean, I know smuggling food products is a very big no-no, but I'm with Ted where I don't know if that'd be quite fine in the time frame. So I'm kind of with Ted. I think it's a parrot.
You're going with parrot.
Pants parrot for saying.
Pants parrots.
What was in this guy's pants? Cocaine, meth, baloney, or parrots? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. This man charged with the smuggling at the Mexican border, making his way back there from Tijuana.
Yeah,
Tijuana. Had something in his pants. He said it was his D, but it was not. Question is, what was it? Cocaine, meth, baloney, or parrots?
And Sammy, that is a question that we posed to you. Now, let's start with Miles Montgomery. He went with baloney. I kind of wish it was baloney, too, because I don't know what it is
people
about
love
Mexican,
that Mexican baloney.
Yeah, no kidding. It was not Mexican baloney. And then, Sammy, for reasons I cannot explain, you agreed with D. Ted Smith and said a parrot. Well, it turns out you're wrong. It was two parrots that he had stuffed in his pants. Now, if you're wondering, it was two heavily sedated orange-fronted parakeets. So when they pulled these things out of his pants, they thought they were dead at first. And he's like, no, look, man, they're not dead, but they are sedated because I put them on my pants and I don't want them packing
around.
You get
20 years for smuggling two parakeets.
So I guess something about these parrots, I don't know if they're rare necessarily, but I guess they're part of a very big animal trade operation between the U.S. and Mexico. So I guess they're like, look, these specific birds, for whatever reason, they're a hot commodity. So when you try to smuggle them, yeah, you get a little extra time.
All right.
Heavily sedated orange-fronted parakeets. And the picture they have, it's just sad. They look dead. They're not. But you're like, you don't need to show us a picture of sleeping birds. But there they were.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. The choices today, you got Seth Meyers, The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Colbert,
Stephen,
Ted Smith,
The...
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is, guys, have talented teams of writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some wildlife news. A wolf caught on camera in British Columbia has become the latest animal to be recognized for using tools. The finding has shocked animal researchers who've never heard of Wile E. Coyote.
Lee Ted Smith.
Colbert?
Smith. Did you see the video?
Yeah. It just pulled it in the trap and ate it.
Yeah, so there's a fishing trap, and it has the rope, and it pulled it up. And I'm like, is it using a tool? Is that like saying a lion used your head as a tool because that's what it used to drag you to its cave? Like, it can smell the fish. It knows it's connected to this rope, so it grabbed the rope.
I mean, technically, it's smart enough to be like...
Okay, I mean...
A raccoon knows how to lift a lid on a dumpster.
That's what I mean. I'm like, give it a little credit, but like,
I mean,
man,
Miles was talking about they were shocked last week in Alaska as the wolves are in the rivers with the bear eating fish. It's like, well...
That's where the fish are.
Yeah.
They're just hunting together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You here for the goes, fish? Me too.
Somebody goes, hey, go to that bar. They have 2-for-1 burgers on Tuesday. I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
A billionaire gave dating advice over on social media over the weekend on X, saying that he would ask, "May I meet you?" before engaging further in conversation, and claimed he almost never got a no. However, he did get a lot of 6-digit phone numbers.
Seth. Colbert?
Seth.
Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman shared some dating advice over the weekend on X and said that he would ask, "May I meet you?" before engaging further in a conversation, and claimed he, quote, almost never got a no. However, he did get a lot of 6-digit phone numbers.
Let me get this right. Tony.
Damn it, Tony. Wine is going to be more expensive this holiday season. Americans looked at their extended family and said, whatever it costs, it's worth it.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Wine is going to be more expensive this holiday season. Americans looked at their extended family and said, whatever it costs, it's worth it.
Let's go. Come on, bring it out.
PSA, wine drinkers, stop saying, do you need that much beer? You people are going to be 2 bottles in and hammered before I am.
And wine has a higher alcohol content. Yeah. I've just never understood that.
A group of nearly 400 musicians gathered in Australia to attempt to break the Guinness World Record for largest bagpipe ensemble. But all they broke was every window in town.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
A group of nearly 400 musicians recently gathered in Australia in an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for largest bagpipe ensemble. But all they broke was every window in town.
Is it me or Blowhard's making a comeback?
Ew.
It's a bagpipe joke, Mike. Well done. Got to use your fingers, too. All right. Started a new show last night. I'm obviously very excited about it. Watched 2 episodes. So it's a 4-part miniseries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the presidents to be assassinated, who's the one we forget about?
Garfield?
Garfield.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So this show's called Death by Lightning.
All right.
Listen, I'll be the first to admit, Garfield's a funny punchline. My bad. Didn't realize the guy had fought the Civil War and some of the biggest battles.
Oh, yeah, his history is actually... It's
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes to the convention to give a speech for General Sherman's brother, who's also from Ohio. Basically has never... He's been in politics.
Yeah.
Right? But he basically has... His wife knows. He just told the kids, you know, during the war, he was outside camping, like, keeping records right, or something. Yeah. But then he gets to this convention and gives this speech, yada, yada, yada. He ends up getting the nomination, but he's like, I don't really want it. Like, at first, he's like, I don't want to do this and that. But it's very interesting. First of all, you'll learn more stuff about Garfield, which is really interesting. But also, it parallels at the same time where the guy who's going to assassinate him.
All right.
You see what he's doing, too.
And what was he up to? What was his deal?
Working the drive-thru.
He's, you know, what's the term you'd use now? I don't think you're supposed to say it anymore. I used to say he's like a shyster or, you know what I mean? Like, working schemes. Like, basically,
like snake oil salesman.
Right, he's basically getting out of jail.
Okay, all right.
Right? The sister picks him up. Of course, the husband's like, I don't want him here, this and that. So the guy's a pretty scummy dude. He's stealing money from people, this and that.
Okay.
But from what I could tell, he basically gets kind of infatuated with Garfield. I mean, the guy's a whack job, right? He probably needed to be in a mental hospital, which the sister tries to put him in. But it's because he's a bad person, but yet he really has these ideals, right? Because people got to understand, you know, like, after Lincoln gets killed and stuff, like, the country's still not in a great spot.
Right.
Right? You have the Emancipation Proclamation stuff, but, like, it's not like black people could vote or anything yet.
Nope.
So there's still
we
a lot
got
of...
Black Friday, that's it.
Right. So there's still a lot of stuff that needs to be done. So, you know, he goes in there and just gives this speech Garfield does about, like, this is why you should pick this guy. And people are just like, Jesus, man, you should be the guy. So the guy that ends up is then going to be this assassin. He's really trying to get involved in it. I imagine what's going to happen is basically they're going to be like, you're a creep. Get away from us.
Right.
And it turns. But just, again, just super interesting show. If you like anything, history or whatever. And there's a lot of good actors in it.
So is it like a docudrama then?
So it's pretty authentically like real to the story. Obviously they've added scenes.
Sure. Is it narrated or is it just
no,
it's just the actual show.
Right. Like Nick Offerman is Charles A.S. or author.
Charles A.F. Yeah.
Yeah. But like he does a great job in that.
Huh. Okay.
It's just crazy back in the day, like, you know, the delegates really mattered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, nowadays you know who the delegate's gonna be. So, I mean, the election could go on for hours and days and this and that. So, just, if you like history at all, it's a very good show. There's some good actors in there. There's one guy, God damn it, what's his name? Bradley Whitford.
I know who he is, yeah.
You know his face and everything. I always remember from Billy Madison.
I remember from Billy Madison. He was on The West Wing. More importantly, he was in Get Out.
Okay, I've never seen Get Out.
Yeah.
But he just has a way of talking that for some reason, his character is very serious. The first 5 minutes of the show, I kept giggling. I'm like, is that the guy from Billy Madison? But awesome show. Highly recommended. All right, who's your favorite late night talk show host of all time?
Ooh. All time?
All time.
All time.
Conan.
Conan, when he came on after Letterman.
Craig Ferguson. I thought he just had the funniest show because it made no sense ever.
All right, so people are voting over at Ranker.com to rank the best late night host of all time.
Magic Johnson. Pat Sajak.
The amazing thing is, who's low on this list?
Chevy Chase.
All right, so I got like the top 15, right? You have Larry King, Merv Griffin, Jack Parr.
Oh, all kinds. Okay.
Dick Cavett, Steve Allen. Oh. Dick Clark. These are old, right?
Yeah.
Then number 9, you have John Oliver.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's very good.
You go, all right, cool. Stephen Colbert, Ed Sullivan.
Damn. Okay. So this is just all time.
Right. Graham Norton makes the list. He's British.
Yeah. So his show was here for a minute, wasn't it?
I think
so. Like on cable maybe?
But he's still on. I think you
can
find
him. He's huge in London or England, I believe.
Massive.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that, like, let's see. Kimmel was ranked 16th. Fallon was 20th. Seth Meyers, they have a 21st.
Huh. I can believe that, though. And just for me, when I...
Jay Leno, by the way, all the way back at 22.
I believe that as well. For me, personally, and it depends what kind of taste you have, right? So, like, you know, some of the guys you mentioned are... I like the comedy, all right? And I know Fallon and Tim said, I just don't find him funny because the jokes are so predictable. I'm like, well, all right, man, whatever. Kimmel, I never watch. I'm sure he's fine. I just don't watch the show. So for me, Jay Leno to me is the least funny person that's ever hosted a show that's supposed to be based on comedy. In spite of him being a comedian, it just wasn't for me. But obviously, he did quite well. So
he also dug into people,
right? But that's so what I like about Craig Ferguson. Funny,
he would get after you,
and he's terrible. But to me, I think Craig Ferguson, a lot of people would say he was garbage, and he kind of was. But for whatever reason, I thought he was hysterical.
Ferguson does very well. He was fourth on the list,
really.
I'm with you. I think this goes to show you also kind of what. You know, with networks, with corporate America, right? Like Jay Leno, it's like we're still getting ratings. It's like, right, but this is all pre-Netflix, pre-anything else. So you only have so many choices.
And exactly.
A lot of times, like, basically after, you know, it's like we said about NFL football, right? Whoever has the NFC, that pregame show always does better.
Always.
Right? Now, I don't think, to be honest with you, last weekend I was watching some of CBS. I kind of liked it better. But I don't really watch either of them that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't think you could sit there at Fox. You could bang on your ratings. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, yeah, but...
You got the NFC, so...
You got the NFC. So the NFC, no matter what channel it's been on, CBS or whatever, it has... That show has always been number one.
Right.
So with Jay Leno...
And a lot of the size of the markets that the NFC is in.
Correct. So for Jay Leno, he was on NBC. I'm sure he got decent ratings or whatever, but he also just got better guests. Show was always number one.
Did you say Jon Stewart, Ted? Is he on the list?
So he was five. The top five were Stewart at 5, Ferguson at 4, then Letterman, then Conan, then Johnny Carson, number one.
Johnny Carson. Look, I was a little young for Johnny Carson. I know he innovated a lot of things in late night, for sure.
Johnny Carson.
Some funny gags, but he himself, I did not find particularly funny.
And that's the truth, right? Like, who was the English guy that took over after Ferguson?
Gordon.
Oh, yeah, James Corden.
I thought his kind of, like, skits and in his monologue were always kind of sucky.
Sure.
But his interview style, where he brought everybody out at the same time,
yeah,
I thought was awesome, right? So you're right. I think Carson, I don't know that his monologues ever crushed, but, like,
he did some
the great Houdini or whatever.
Whatever, yeah. The mind reader.
Right, and he had Ed McMahon there. And he was like a culture icon. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
But he also kept those people on the couch.
Yeah.
You might not have interacted with them all the time, but they were all the guests were eventually out there.
Yeah.
But James Corden, I just never seen bring all the guests out at the same time.
Yeah.
And obviously you're talking to the main person.
Sure, but the other person might chirp, and it's kind of funny.
Plus, there's weird interactions, right? Like, who knows? Like, Miles is some famous movie star. Let's say everybody in this room is a famous movie star. Mm-hmm. Now, unbeknownst to the host, Mike Hawk here, he doesn't know that Miles and I are also deadheads and that we get together twice a year.
Or we're roommates.
See a dead show. So I feel like that interaction would kind of bring that.
Or that you ended up getting the role that I had to turn down and you got an Oscar for.
Correct. Now, with Ferguson, I'm with you. I don't think the suits would ever, like, the puppets and everything. You know, for a guy that was stone sober, he basically made a show almost for stoners.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? I mean, Jeff was a goddamn skeleton.
Trench coat.
Right.
And so, that was his sidekick on every single episode. And I laughed my ass off.
So I'm with you. I thought Ferguson was great. But it's just funny when you ask people, like, who do you actually like? It's just like, right, I'm not shocked that Leno, Fallon, and Kimmel are low on the list. I'm a little surprised Seth Meyers is down there. But again, Seth Meyers does a great monologue.
He's got one segment, the rest of the show.
Well, obviously Johnny's dead, but out of the top five, there's only one still doing it.
Who are the top five again?
Jon Stewart. Well, Conan, he's not doing it.
And Jon Stewart does it once a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen Conan's other show where he travels around the world and stuff?
I have not. I know of it, but I've never seen it.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Like, you know, I kind of...
Is it just him being him interacting with people?
Correct.
He's kind of like, consciously, but he's almost like America's Borat. Right, he'll just make a situation uncomfortable, and it's hysterical.
Like the one when he goes to Ireland, like he's Irish descent.
Yeah,
it's fine. But when he goes to like Spain and other places, you know what I mean? There's just, first of all, he's a giant.
Yeah.
So he stands out, but there's just cultural stuff that he knows he is ruining. You know, like kissing some dude on the cheek or whatever. So that's insane. It is him being him. And he was good at that when he was on the air.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I love this poll. Like, who do people actually like? It's like, not the guys keep shoving down our throats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman beats up her boyfriend after their threesome goes wrong. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, a family dollar store is not where a black bear belongs. Officer stopped drunk driver on highway driving the wrong way. A seal jumps on a boat when three orcas come to prey. And a driver clings to the hood of a car for a mile. Why? Road rage. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida where the drunk drivers are obvious. Police were called about a reckless driver barreling down the highway late at night, swerving in and out of lanes, and nearly colliding with other drivers. They eventually found their suspect driving south in the northbound lanes. Good job, buddy. They quickly lit him up and pulled him over, conducting a field sobriety test. Officers say that he couldn't stand under his own power, and there were open containers in the vehicle. All great things.
Jeez.
While conducting the eyesight finger test, you guys all know that one right there, the man claimed that he couldn't focus on the finger due to his EFD.
Which is?
When asked to clarify, he got all EFD.
Yes, that clears it up.
Before mumbling through the rest, officers tested his blood alcohol level and found him to be at a 0.24.
Damn.
Wow. Damn near three times. He was arrested.
Shocking.
That'll happen.
I got EFD. What's that?
Right. No, you got a bottle in your hand. That's what you got. Good job there, buddy. In other news, a terrifying story out of Pennsylvania. A young boy left the local dollar store behind his father, but he trailed far enough behind him that he lost sight of him after he got out of the door. He looked around and eventually found him taking cover from a black bear that was stalking the area. What's more is the bear eventually put eyes on the boy and began to charge. The 11-year-old kid turned tail and sprinted back into the store, weaving in and out of the aisles with the bear hot on his heels. He eventually sought the help of the clerk behind the counter, who took charge, getting both of them onto the counter for a better vantage point, which that's pretty much all she can do.
Yeah. Then the bear came over the freaking counter.
Yes. But being on the counter, they were able to get a better eye on the bear, and that's when they bailed out because they could see that the bear was far enough away to where she could grab her keys and whatnot. They bailed out and they closed the door. The bear eventually lumbered its way out after, like Miles said, jumping up and over the counter that they were just at sniffing around. Local officials are warning people that they're in search of food before hibernation this time of year, and these encounters can get dangerous. And sometimes that food's an 11-year-old kid.
Wow, man. Mm. Damn.
I don't know if that was the exact intent, but that he was pretty intent on that kid for that to not be.
Yeah, that's easier prey, right?
Sure.
Typically, an animal can't have the old, weak, or the young.
That's protein, man. That'll last for the winter.
Protein bar.
Oh. To Florida, where it's unwise to turn down a good time. A woman and her boyfriend invited a mutual friend over to their home one evening, where it was understood by all that there would be some fun had by all three parties when they arrived.
Yeah.
But after getting to their home and talking for a short period, it was eventually determined mutually that the three-party shuffle was not going to happen that night. Clearly upset about the night's outcome, the woman of the couple began mercilessly beating her male counterpart in the face. Police recalled that the woman was arrested, though it's not detailed what called off the triple threat match.
Maybe her bad attitude.
Right.
Cold feet.
It's got to be her bad attitude.
Yeah, but
because
I think they
kind
she's the only one that still wanted to do it. So her boyfriend
and
then the other woman were both like, nah, let's not do this.
Right.
His girlfriend's the one that really wanted to throw down. He said no, and she lost her S.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, I think it's something that she said, something that she did.
That's what I'm guessing.
That is.
Because both of them backed out like, no.
Right.
And typically, the boyfriend's going to be like, hell yes.
Sure.
So whatever you did, she's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
No, he just wanted her to be in the chair.
Yeah, maybe that's it. No, I just want you to watch, baby.
Right. No. Just sit back and relax. You don't get to do nothing here. We go down under where road rage was the winner. The drivers of a car and a motorcycle got into a spat when one cut the other off while both were attempting to make a turn. The motorcycle rider made a few brake checks and rude gestures that led to the car driver maneuvering around him, clipping the bike in the process. That was the final straw. The motorcycle rider removed his helmet and threw it at the car's windshield, smashed one of the car mirrors, and jumped onto the hood as the car attempted to leave. Then hung on for about 1,500 yards as the car drove him to the nearest police station.
I love that. Yeah, I'm just going to drive into the cops.
Right, let's just stop on over here. The motorcycle rider was arrested and his license was suspended. They don't mess around with that.
I'd be tempted to kind of speed up if I'm headed toward the police station and just slam the brakes in the front door and
there you go.
Shoot his ass in there.
He was even messing with the windshield wiper while he was up there.
Oh, yeah. He's going to rip it off.
Punch the side mirror off.
Right. This guy's got a screw loose. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Right here at home, off the coast of Kamano Island, a group of whale watchers are making headlines for getting quite the experience. They observed a pod of orca whales some 300 feet away, but their view got a whole lot closer when suddenly a little seal started poking its head around the boat. Now, you guys have all seen that video of the seal that jumped onto the back of that boat a while back to avoid whales?
Yeah.
Same situation. Mm-hmm. Clearly on the run from the group of predators, the seal eventually sought refuge on their vessel, hopping aboard as the boat was surrounded by killer whales. Surrounded. It was.
Oh, yeah.
They were everywhere.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
I would be afraid if I was the boat operator that the whales are smart enough to pop the bottom of the boat as hard as they can to tip everybody over.
Well, they did the wave thing. So they started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I want to say the seal slipped off three times.
Yeah. Just kind of bouncing around like hung out right underneath the boat, you know, just trying to blend in, trying to find a little bit of a safety ground around there. But, yeah, it was.
Look, I know this sounds terrible. My wife and I watched the video last night. And eventually, because they tell you, kill the power to your boat, right? Because you're not supposed to interact with nature. Don't touch the seal, blah, blah, blah. Kill the whales. They try to do the wave thing. They shook the boat. Seal falls off a couple times, hops his ass right back up there. At some point, the orcas leave.
Right.
And then they can turn the motor on, and they said they got whatever distance away, and the seal jumped back in the water. I looked at my wife, and I said, that bitch was eaten within 20 seconds of going back in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Killer whales aren't stupid.
They're following behind.
I guarantee. I was like, look, man, they went through all this trouble to get this little snack. All right? Yeah. And it's not going to feed all of them, right? But they went through the trouble, and then they went away. The boat went whatever distance it was, but it was only like 300 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't too far.
And then the seal jumped off under its own power, but I was like, that thing is gone by the time this video ends.
Well, they were also saying that they believed that the pod was teaching the calves in there how to hunt and feed.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't shock me at all if they said, no, man, this is a trick. Hang on.
Yeah, act cool. Act cool. And then they saw that bitch jump back in the water and they're like, oh, get him.
It's a trap.
Go back.
As Steve said, the whales did soon lose interest and move on with the seal hanging around for a little while longer before diving back into the water to live another day. Maybe.
Man, I gave that thing 2 minutes.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Lacrosse Footwear. You've got hockey on TNT and True TV, basketball on ESPN, and college football over on ESPN2 and ESPNU. As far as your weather, some light rain and a low of 45 tonight. Tomorrow, they're expecting to be partly cloudy and a high right around 53. That is it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Jolene, coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
the men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.